fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Thursday, the 11th day of March. The prepper tip of the day: work on your physical fitness, your aerobic strength, your anaerobic strength, and your flexibility. All 3 are very important. If you have any health issues, be sure and check with your healthcare professional before you do anything strenuous. We have patient Wayne Green and my friend Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Dr. Horowitz has a lot of websites. We mention 4 of them every week. There's even more than that, but we give 4 of them out so you can get a great start in learning what he has to offer. Here's these 4 websites: judicialcorruptionnews.com, healthyworldstore.com, revolutiontelevision.net, and then we have medicalveritas.org. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, John. Great to join you again.
Good to have you with us, sir. I touched on physical fitness as a prepper tip of the day, and I heard once again in the last 24 hours that the majority of people that die from COVID-19, that they're obese, and that 79% of Americans are obese. I would say that's pretty much out of control. What do you think, sir?
Oh, absolutely, and it's devastating. You know, just yesterday I got news that a really good friend of mine just had a massive heart attack, and he's in critical care. And, you know, the whole thing, what you're talking about, is consistent with him, too. He was overweight. He was diagnosed with having some cardiovascular problems. But his wife, I spoke to yesterday, would never expected it. She's a nurse. She had to give him a resuscitation and got him to the hospital, critical care now. And so we're praying for him.
Well, it's a shame, you know, when you look at movies with crowd scenes from the 1950s and 60s, it's like you're looking at people from another planet, because there's almost no obese people, are there?
Yeah, and then various cultures, you see the same thing. You know, in Japan, it's much less of a problem. The Asian countries, certainly you have a vast difference. There's been some excellent programs. I mean, I don't even go into McDonald's anymore. I don't go at Burger King. I mean, it's just total garbage. It just clots your cardiovascular system up, and that's been said and proven in science a number of times. So it's a sad, sad reality, isn't it, John?
It is. It is, and it's needless. It doesn't have to happen. And we're at a point now. I look at photographs of the high school seniors. There's several high schools around me, and they published the photographs of the high school seniors. You know, young men and women at 18 years old, high school seniors, are most likely at the peak of their physical fitness. That's true of most people most of the time. There's obviously exceptions. But even among high school seniors, I'm seeing about half or more are obese. What are we doing to ourselves, Doctor?
Well, number one, everybody's being dehydrated, and they're starting to advertise, and I'm thankful for that. It's a little bit, it's like a drop in the bucket of what's necessary, advertising that the children are not getting enough water. And then the quality of the water, it's, you know, various places, it's poisoned, lead, all sorts of chemicals. You've got to look at the alkalinity and the acidity of water, and that's critical, because, you know, you're detoxing. You're constantly detoxing through urine and excrement. You know, basically, you're getting rid of the poisons, and without educating the public about the fundamentals of that, you're just causing, beyond obesity, a whole variety of physical ailments, chronic diseases that would not, it's not necessary. It's really not necessary. It just reflects the culture, the bent of the pharmaceutical, military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical banking cartel. They have indoctrinated society to become obese and ill. And that's profitable. It's also sickening, and it's also spiritually suppressing. And, you know, God certainly did not want us to develop this way. And I think that it's an important thing to begin in schools to teach children the fundamentals of how to take care of themselves and the importance of water. And like you said, I love what you started the show with. You know, the tip of the day is get out and get some exercise. Aerobics. And then the simple reality of aerobic exercise is you're bringing oxygen, the breath of life. You know, the Bible talks about the life being in the blood, and what's carrying the life in the blood is hemoglobin. And what that molecule looks like is chlorophyll. And what chlorophyll does is it fills the air with oxygen. Hello, that, you know, resonating electron that's resonating in 528 frequency, greenish yellow color, that's 528 nanometers of light. That's the heart of love in Creator's universe. Sustenance, magnificent restoration, rejuvenation occurs. It, obviously, even you think about it, the evidence is right in front of us. You know, you're tired at the end of a day, you go to sleep, and all night long, you're being blessed by the Holy Spirit power of resonant energy from God's heart of love. By grace, you wake up in the morning completely refreshed. Hello. Electrons of Holy Spirit energy. And the same thing with a shower. You take a shower after a long, hard day, and how come all of a sudden you feel refreshed? Well, that water, which is liquid God, in my opinion, because you go back in Genesis 1:1-2, water was there when God was there. In fact, it says right in Genesis 1:1 that it's the God's presence, the Holy Spirit of God, hovered over the face of the water, divided the water from the water. Well, that's now you're entering quantum field of energy, the energy field. And that into the energy field was spoken the words, let there be light, and out popped the sun. So that, you know, and we actually have models in science, bioluminescence and sonoluminescence, where you have sonic frequency vibrations in water causing light to glow, such as the dolphins and whales, the cetacea, they do that. You know, you heat up a water molecule 5,000 degrees underwater, and suddenly light glows out of it. Hello.
Amazing.
Genesis 1:1.
Amazing.
You know? Yeah, it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Doctor, let's take our call. Marshall in Illinois. Good morning, Marshall.
Hi. I'm following up from last week on this J&J vaccine. And your suggestion that was made with monkey feces, I actually have the active ingredients in here, and the key one is the recombinant replication and competent adenovirus type expressing the SARS COVID or COV-2 spike protein. My understanding is taking that type of vaccine is much more advantageous because it's putting the protein in the blood rather than forcing the DNA to create it. I wanted to hear what your thoughts were and what your understanding of the side effects are with this Johnson & Johnson, since according to their own brochure, it says there's only been 21,895 individuals over 18 years old who've received the vaccine. And again, talking to a molecular biologist, that's my yoga teacher, said they are monitoring all of them, unlike the Pfizer, which I think they might have had 50,000. But again, if you could clarify some of these concepts.
Yeah, that's all funny. Right. You should raise that question. I had a call last night from a pilot from Australia asking me something similar, and asking me should he take the one vaccine over another. You know, what you mentioned is vitally important regarding the contents, the ingredients. The main ingredient is the spike protein. Spike protein comes right out of HIV/AIDS research. And so that's fraudulent concealment. They're not telling you. You mentioned SARS, you mentioned the coronavirus, but you see that the mainstream media and the scientific world is fraudulently concealing the fact that that spike protein, four gene sequences within it, come directly out of the labs that were working and developing and patenting the AIDS virus. So given the fact that all of these vaccines are actually mediating the spike protein, which my conclusion is that in essence they're generating, especially with Pfizer, and I'd like to mention also in a minute some new revelations that have come out of my lawsuit against Pfizer and Moderna and Hearst and Henry Schein Corporation, currently in federal court. The issue goes to this development of human beings by injection are becoming GMOs, genetically modified organisms, the outcome of which is that human beings then are producing these spike proteins. That is the antigen. That's the objective of the Pfizer and Merck mRNA vaccines. They inject the payload, and then the RNA reverse transcriptase enzyme then causes life to operate in reverse. Reverse transcriptase enzyme does that, tells the DNA to start producing antigens. Antigens are poisons. So now they're actually poisoning the human beings that are now producing more and more poisons, and that then those poisons go out, those antigens go out, that is the spike proteins are the antigens. They're going out, and in my opinion, based on the science, you've got to look at when those spike proteins go out and they go into other human beings through coughing and sneezing and environmental exposures to other viruses, such as what you're talking about, adenoviruses, herpes-type viruses, the all sorts of viruses that are already circulating. When they come in contact, the two viruses meet, sometimes they mate and mutate, and they do that often, says Dr. Fauci. And so does the rest of the scientific world. So now what are we doing? We're actually permitting the intoxication of the civilization to cause more and more infectious disease, more viruses that are potentially mutagenic and pathogenic. So that's the fraudulent concealment that your question raises. And I'm thankful to you to be doing the research that you're doing. Now, I'm going to suggest for everybody listening, I'm going to drop a bombshell right now. And it comes directly out of discovery in my federal lawsuit that two motions have been filed. I have to respond by tomorrow to respond and oppose the motion of Pfizer et al. To block discovery. They don't want to block, they don't want the discovery, and the focus of the discovery is the genetic engineering and the mutations and the lack of safety testing of the vaccines. They don't want that discovered. So they filed a motion to block discovery. And then yesterday they filed a motion to dismiss, of course. Now that's standard practice. However, out of that, challenge. I want to drop a bombshell now, John.
Okay, drop it.
All right. So everything that's taking place right now in a public-private enterprise, the racketeering enterprise that is controlling everything, from the media to the biologicals, is all coming out of the National Biodefense Strategy Act of 2016, and the covert operators and covert operations such as the McChrystal Group that is actually administering the biodefense response in major metropolitan areas across the country. It's called the McChrystal Group. Colonel Stanley McChrystal, who was the chief overseer of the military's operations in Afghanistan, and then got into a snafu with Obama, supposedly, that's the cover story, but went out, and then Colonel Stanley McChrystal created a private enterprise called the McChrystal Group that appears to be, based on the evidence, the leading group that has actually established a multiple corporations to administer trolling on the internet, propaganda, and all coordinating and coordinated through the mainstream media, Hearst Corporation, and its affiliates. And we're talking about hundreds of companies that are all being coordinated under the objectives of the National Biodefense Strategy Act of 2016. So let me just give you a rundown of what the objectives of this program are. And then you'll begin to see that what I'm telling you is explosive, and it is right on the money with regard to why we are having all of these impositions. Of course, you can, when you start to look at the companies involved and the financing that has been applied, of course you get consistently over and over again to Bill Gates, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the whole vaccination support organizations and agendas. So here are the Section 2 of the Security Act, Biodefense Security Act, amended Homeland Security Act of 2002. So this is 2016 that this really heavily started to unfold. The objective is to develop, submit, and periodically update the National Biodefense Strategy to direct and align federal efforts towards an effective and continuously improving biodefense enterprise. There's your racketeering enterprise. That's
right.
Where now you begin to see now with the coronavirus preparedness conference that they held 6 weeks before the Wuhan outbreak. You had that at Johns Hopkins, financed by Bill Gates and the World Economic Forum. You had these major corporations in attendance, such as my co-defendant, in our case, Henry Schein Corporation, the leading vaccine distributor who I used to work for. So that's to have a response and recovery to major biological incidents. Well, is COVID-19 or coronavirus a major biological incident? You bet your booties it is. So this is all what we're witnessing is unfolding under the National Biodefense Strategy Act of 2016. Objective, again, here is to establish a biodefense coordination council to provide the expertise necessary to develop the strategies and to align the government biodefense activities, of course, with corporations spending in the manner that that the strategy calls for. The report annual, they're supposed to report annually on the total federal agency expenditures and the biodefense activities and how expenditures relate to the strategies and goals and priorities, which is now injecting people with these spike proteins to intoxicate humanity and basically bring on what is called the final solution, according to Bill Gates.
Okay.
Global reset.
Marshall, thank you for your call. We got a break.
Can I follow up with some of the gentleman's comments?
Quick follow up when we get back from the break, Marshall. Sure. Go ahead.
Okay.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden and Nicole Colgren. Where for many men have gone.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Thursday, the 11th of March. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. The best discount you can get, $50 off EMP Shield devices at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Before we get back to our caller, here's these four websites. Listen carefully. JudicialCorruptionNews.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, RevolutionTelevision.net, and then we have Medical Veritas. org. Marshall, you got a follow-up question, sir?
Yes. Well, two comments. First of all, it's my understanding that this research you're talking about with Gates was taking place here in the United States in South Carolina. I don't know if that would have been at Duke or where, but the U.S. government actually literally threw him out, and he shopped it out to China, and that's where we got at least part of this disaster. Second, here in our county, the military is there in numbers when you go in to, you know, take the shot. I'm talking about specifically the J&J. But when you talk to them, they're all nice kids, 20-something. None of them have taken the shot, not even the nurses. A third older woman in that group, probably 60-something, actually did get hauled out by ambulance. They said it was supposedly a spike in blood pressure. But going back to the actual spike protein that you're referring to, would you at least agree with the notion that the J&J, if you have to get something, the lesser of two evils, the J&J, since it's introduced to the bloodstream and doesn't actually attack the DNA as the Merck one, because you went to a lot of detail about the Merck, and believe me, everybody in that room would not take the Merck. So apparently it's carrying some stigma. But would you agree that, you know, somebody has to take it when they have comorbidities or whatever, that at least one could look at the lesser of two evils?
Actually, if they have comorbidities, I would recommend OxySilver or vitamin C, D, E, zinc, chlorophyll, all of the antioxidants. I wouldn't touch any of the vaccines. And I think you're referencing not Merck, you're referencing Pfizer. You're referencing J&J as the alternatives. I don't trust the alternatives. You know, the alternatives killed my mother. You know, I can't recommend any of the vaccinations. Again, when you're dealing with fraudulent concealment, lesser of two evils, I wouldn't choose either of the evils. You know, and I think that you have, in most states, you still have religious and even many states, philosophical exemptions available to you that they don't want to tell you about. It's, again, fraudulent concealment. They're not giving you informed consent. They're not giving you the intelligence and the information that they're concealing about even the ingredients of these vaccines. So it's a violation of law, of ethics, morals, and your body. It's that, and I wouldn't do it, period. I also want to two comments on your comment. You're right. University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, they were doing these kinds of investigations with the spike protein, with the coronavirus, where they were enhancing the hyper pathogenicity, the advanced function, and then they sent it over because there was something going on. I'm not sure exactly what it was in 2014, where Fauci et al. Caved to pressure from ethicists and bioethicists and concern about this being dangerous. And so that's when they shut it down until 2016. So right when President Trump was incoming, that's when the National Biodefense Act, Strategy Act of 2016, took place. And that's when they then had this already plan to evolve the coronavirus pandemic. And it all centers around DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Programs Administration. This organization has been involved in expressly the science and the research that we're talking about. When you go into neuroscience and you go into the most advanced technologies that they're advancing with this hydrogel capsule that they're using that contains the little microchips, the nanochips that house and surround the spike protein antigen that they're then injecting, and the mRNA that causes the spike antigen to be produced in the DNA through the Pfizer and Moderna mRNA vaccines. That's the purpose, you see.
Hold that thought. We got a break. We got several callers on hold. Marshall, thank you for your call. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 11th of March. My website is thelibertyman.com. You want to educate yourself about the COVID-19 and the vaccines? There's lots of articles by scientists and doctors at my website at thelibertyman.com. Three in particular are highlighted in yellow. You might want to check those out first. We're getting caught up on back orders for the energy cleaners and mattress pads this week. It's been a struggle. I've had a 300% increase in sales these past 12 months. It's been a struggle, but we are getting caught up. I've got, 10 or 12 going out today, and just getting caught up as quick as I can. If you want to get over your arthritis pain and get a better night's sleep, get your life back, get yourself an energy cleaner and a mattress pad to go with it. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You want to send me a check, my address is there also. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. Toll-free our line 24 hours a day. Here it is, twice slowly, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Building with Dr. Lynn Horowitz, here's his websites. Listen carefully. There's four of them. JudicialCorruptionNews.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, RevolutionTelevision.net, and MedicalVeritas.org. Doctor, our next caller, it looks like, is Elizabeth in New York. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, John and Dr. Horowitz. I downloaded another copy of the data set on the vaccine adverse event reporting system. Yeah, it's now up to 21,000 reports. And the thing that's so bad is, I mean, people at the state and local levels, they have no clue about any of this. I got a phone call the other day, you know, wanting to know if I wanted the vaccine. And I tried telling that person some of the information. And they're kind of like, you know, patting me on the head. Well, oh, well, that's nice. Well, have a nice day, whatever, you know. I don't know how can we get through to these doctors and people at the state and local levels? How can we get them awake? Because people are going to be dropping dead. The number of deaths on this data are increasing, and right now they're vaccinating people over 65. I mean, they already killed a great majority of them by shoving them in nursing homes. Oh, we know that full well here in New York with Governor Cuomo. And none of these people are held accountable or responsible, and I'm hoping any and all the information that I gave you, Dr. Horowitz, will help you in your case.
Well, thank you, Elizabeth. You know, the answer to the most important question you're asking is, how can we impact the public's awareness and educate the public and edify the congregation, so to speak, to awaken to this nightmare? And the answer is, gee whiz, it's difficult. It's very difficult. But that's why we work as hard as we do. If you want to educate a health professional, tell them to go to medicalveritas.org and click on the tab at the top that says Outbreaks. At the first outbreak below that submenu, you'll see coronavirus. Click on that. It opens up a large submenu with all of the articles that we've had up, and it's very, very revealing. From the very beginning, you'll see we've been at this, attempting to do exactly what your most important question is. How can we save lives? That's essentially what it comes down to. And the final conclusion is, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. And, you know, willful blindness out of the psyops, the psychological operation, has caused people to be closed-minded and scoff at supposed we alleged conspiracy theorists, how they discredit us that way through that meme. And that's unfortunately, that's what's killing people. And so
exactly, how do you break? Because this is what I get. Oh, well, the CDC says this, you know, and the doctors wouldn't do anything bad. The doctors aren't even awake. They have no clue. And when the reality is going to set in is when they discover the truth and how they shut it out. And now they're going to have to live with all the people that they went ahead and terminated their lives because of not being educated.
Well, I don't
because
think
you know that... what? They really should be self-educating themselves. It shouldn't have to be up to us. What has happened to our medical professionals?
They've been captured, you see. The whole thing is a psychological operation. It's a medical culture. The cult has been indoctrinated and basically brainwashed. And this goes directly to the issue that I raised. The National Biodefense Strategy Act was for national security, and DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Programs and Projects that deals with neuroscience, hello, transhumanism. The objective of injecting people with these vaccines, ultimately, that carry with them these nanochips, the ultimate goal of their fraudulent concealment is to cause humanity to be totally controlled by Watson Computer, IBM, big tech, and the final solution deals with this whole transformation into this transhuman cult controlled by the biotechnology and the communications industry right now. Again, communications. You're dealing with persuading the public to be stupid and do things that are going to kill them. That's communications. But look at the word community, communication. The root word is community, and it's communion, divine communion. So you actually have a spiritual warfare that's ongoing here. And the outcome you can read in the book of Revelation. There is going to be a minimum of us that survive. The edified congregation that comes out of, like Jesus said, come out of her, my people, lest ye be infected by her plagues. There's a minimum remnant. And that's the remnant that then has the opportunity and is blessed to share the information like you're sharing. You're obviously, I pray, part of that remnant for all the work that you do, Elizabeth. You're constantly an activist attempting to do the research necessary to save lives. Likewise, John on this program, likewise myself. We're in a community, a small community, and the purpose of which
exactly.
is to save lives.
Because the whole thing of it is all the listeners, they have to get in the game. Because it can't just be a few of us. Now, I contacted the administrator at the nursing home where my sister is, and I tried to inform him. What does he turn around and do? Oh, my God. He goes ahead and makes it mandatory for people to get a test before they can come in and visit their loved ones. I'm like, you could not have even looked at it. I can't tell you how furious I am with him.
Yeah, it's disheartening, and it's very distressing to see what's going on here with open eyes and having the knowledge that we have. You know, without faith, we're lost, and without potentially the miracles that are unfolding, you know, we're not going to have a remedy here. We're not going to have a solution. The final solution in God's will, we can read, we know who wins in the end. But in the interim, there's going to be a lot of people who are dying and a lot of suffering. Unfortunately, it is what it is. Is it needless? Well, you know, you look in your own life, your own growth happened because of pain, trauma. Your worst problems were your greatest lessons, weren't they? So here now, humanity and civilization is faced with this tremendous trauma that's being administered by the public-private enterprise, the racketeering enterprise that has been suppressing all this intelligence, and it's been suppressing it. Look how you mentioned CDC, Centers for Disease Control, Food and Drug Administration. They're captured. It's called regulatory capture. They've been captured by the drug industrialists and big tech. These are the same. They're one and the same. I call it the military.
And by the DOD.
Yes, exactly. They've captured the DOD.
They've captured the FBI.
They've captured the CIA. This is why seeing the chaos. Yes, they captured Fort Detrick way back. This goes to the heart of my best-selling book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, when you talk about Fort Detrick. What happened in Fort Detrick, Maryland, is 1972. You had Nixon come in with Kissinger as his national security advisor who ordered the development of the AIDS viruses. That was Kissinger requisitioned to Admiral Sumvold from the Navy. The Navy has always been at the most advanced, overseeing all intelligence, starting with British, maritime. That's where the whole maritime law, that's all confused and concealed. You now have the Navy, and think about what I said earlier, the power of liquid God, water, the Navy, maritime, trade, merchant, marine. That's where all of the economy, the commerce has sourced from. And now, suddenly now you realize Navy is overseeing intelligence, overseeing CIA. It's more powerful than FBI and Justice Department. It's all captured by a covert operation, a racketeering enterprise. And that's why now I'm going into court saying to the judge, look what the racketeering enterprise that I am embattled with here, that's fraudulently concealing all of the most important intelligence necessary to not simply stop the damage against my person and my companies, but literally against humanity and society that's at risk. So this is big picture.
Okay. Elizabeth, we really got a lot of calls here we want to get to.
All right,
we got limited
you.
Time.
Thank you.
Thank
both.
You. Our next caller is John in Florida.
Yes, I got one question. John, you always bring up the seeds, apricot seeds, apricot kernels. I've been chewing those, you know, to prevent cancer or whatever. What do you think about that, Dr. Horitz? Do you recommend that? And
yes,
I'll listen off
I do. Apricot seeds are great. Yep. Good stuff. Okay, thank you, John, for recommending it.
Okay, thanks for the call, John. Okay, our next caller is Julie in Michigan. Good morning, Julie. Julian, Michigan.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Hello?
You're on the air, my dear. You're on the air.
Yes, I have a question for Dr. Horowitz. I wonder, Doctor, if you could tell me if the people who take the COVID vaccine will shed the chemicals that are in the vaccine and affect people like me who are, I am very allergic to chemicals. And I need to know this because last week I spent some time with four people who recently had the virus, the vaccines, and I had a horrible asthma attack 2 days later, and I'm still suffering from it. So is that possible? And if so, how long should I stay away from people like that who get the vaccine?
Wow, that's a powerful testimonial. Wow, I'm blown
And I haven't had an asthma attack for 25 years.
Yeah, why I'm so concerned is because that's consistent with what I have been speculating and concluding is the greatest risk. As I've been saying now from the beginning, if they're injecting these vaccines that are inducing the production of these spike protein antigens to produce the antibodies, and those spike proteins go out and they're spreading through coughing and sneezing and social contacts, then you've got the problems that you're talking about. I want to talk about underlying your issue. The best thing that I could advise you to help you deals with this vaccination issue and intoxication issue. Because what happens is all of the people, we, the people, largely the vast majority of us are now chemically sensitive. Hypersensitivity to chemical is caused by, that includes hypersensitivity to pollens. So all of the respiratory illnesses, including the asthma, hay fever, allergies, all of that is induced by the injection into the human being of foreign proteins, foreign antigens from bacteria, viruses, fungus, yeast, chicken embryo, bovine fetal serum, monkey kidney tissues. These animals that they're taking to put into the vaccinations, their proteins, they're eating grass, they're eating pollens. And what happens is that when they're injected, it was God never designed it to be injected into the human being. We're supposed to breathe these things. It goes through your nasal passages. There's an immune response that protects you then. You're just never supposed to be injected directly into the bloodstream. So we have all been exposed largely, if we've taken any vaccines, whether it was the tetanus vaccine or whether it was a smallpox vaccine, we were injected with these foreign antigens and foreign proteins and genetic materials. And that is what has caused us to be hypersensitive to all of these antigens, foreign proteins, when we're exposed to them in the environment, such as hay fever and allergies. So how do you deal with that? You deal with that, the only reasonable way is through detoxification and alkalinization. And of course, oxygenation helps too, just like John started the program. You've got to be fit. You've got to oxygenate, you've got to hydrate, and that alkalizes the body. And it is the alkalinization of the body chemistry that kind of like attenuates, it reduces the immune reactions. Your hypersensitivity reactions include the hay fever allergies and the symptoms. So what happens is that when you have these chemical toxins and foreign proteins in your body, your immune reactions are hypersensitized. And because of the hypersensitization, it's just like when you have exercise and a muscle. You've seen the athletes on the field, they must go into muscle spasms because their muscles have poured out lactic acid So the acid that the immune cells, in their hypersensitive response, they output acid to neutralize that and to get a hold and a grip on this hypersensitivity series of illnesses. All of the autoimmune diseases, every single autoimmune disease follows the same fundamental pathogenic process that I'm telling you about. To deal with it, you alkalize and oxygenate and hydrate and detox. That's the only thing that makes sense to me as a remedy. You understand?
Yes, and I've been practicing that for many years. I don't take any prescriptions. I'm 87 years old. I take no prescription. I don't even have a doctor. And I eat all organic and pure stuff and drink only good, healthy water.
Good for you. God
and
bless you.
That's why I'm in good shape at my age. So
good for you. Okay. You're a wonderful model for everybody. At 87 years old, still looking at research, science, asking questions. That's magnificent.
Okay.
Oh,
Julie,
yes,
thank
I
you
do
for
that.
Your call. We appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Our next caller is Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Hello. Good morning, John. Good morning, Dr. Horowitz. Can you hear me?
Yes, Glenn. Good morning.
Okay, good. I had been listening to a presentation by Dr. Sherry Tenpenny about the J&J vaccine. And she was, you know, pointing out that, talking about, of course, how it doesn't use the messenger RNA, but what it does is they use nanolipids as like an envelope, and she always said something about adenoviruses as carriers as well. But she talked about these nanolipids being used to surround the spike protein to get it into the bloodstream, and I guess the cells, and how one problem is, aside from the spike protein itself, these carrier materials that they're using can potentially activate oncogenes down the road. So this could be the J&J vaccine could carry a cancer risk with it because of this.
Yeah, that makes complete sense to me. And as I mentioned the nano chips that are in that hydrogel. That's what she's talking about when she says the nanolipid surrounding the payload, which is in the Pfizer Moderna vaccines, it's the mRNA. In the other vaccines, if they're using that, as she's mentioning, you know, you've got the same risk. And in terms of the oncogenic risk, where you're inducing cancers, again, think about the way the AIDS virus works with the reverse transcriptase. It's called a retrovirus, and it induces the unique leukemia, lymphoma, sarcoma, cancer complex that never existed on planet Earth, especially in human beings, before 1972 to 74, when they injected gay men in New York City, blacks in Central Africa, and Willowbrook State School mentally retarded children on Staten Island in New York with the hepatitis B vaccine. That was the AIDS trigger. And so this is, again, consistent with what I'm looking at. If you're now injecting with COVID-19 vaccines, whether it's J&J's or whether it's Oxford or whether it's any of them, including the Pfizer and Moderna, you're looking at a corruption of the genetic mechanisms that were installed in us by God that are perfect. They're harmonized. It's musically, mathematically perfect. It follows the laws of nature. It follows God's laws. And it's now being corrupted. And what it's being corrupted with is genetic material and viral particles that could induce cancer risks. So I'm on the same page as Dr. Tenpenny on that matter. There are other things that we disagree with and not worthy to get into it at this point, but I think I'm on the same page with Dr. Tenpenny on that matter.
One thing that I just thought of as you were talking there is that the AIDS patients were famously very vulnerable to the pneumocystis carinii pneumonia, and I'm wondering if we'll see things like that with this type of thing as well.
Yes, that's exactly right. You're going to be seeing a variety of illnesses that come out, just like our caller last caller was talking about how, you know, you get into social circumstances and you come away with God knows what, hypersensitivity right. reactions, respiratory illnesses. And that's the acute. That happens quickly. What about the long-term effects of spreading these particular genetic mutating ingredients? And that's the really the heart of my complaint in the federal court, Middle District, Florida. The fact is that if you look at the Pfizer and Moderna protocols, their safety testing protocol actually says that they're not going to do any genetic safety testing on these vaccines. So you have a genetic-based vaccine that they're not going to test for genetic safety. What's wrong with that picture? What's right with the picture? And people aren't considering all these variables.
And what's disconcerting is how people are jumping. This has turned into a bandwagon thing. People are like virtue signaling and proudly declaring, "Oh yeah, I've got I got my vaccine. I got my second shot." Everybody's and. If I asked them any questions about if they did any reading or looked into anything, no, they just at first everybody was scared and holding back, but then they just decided to go for it, and now it's like this bandwagon phenomenon where people are just in peer pressure and social acceptance, like jumping in there, and saying yeah, I'm a lot of my colleagues and nurses with whom I work are getting. The vaccines and my, you know, company wants to see 100% participation and all that sort of thing. And I don't broach the topic too much among them at this point, but I'm going to be watching what goes on with them for the next several months. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Jumping on the bandwagon thing is a little disconcerting. They have no idea what they're doing, but they feel good about it because everybody else is doing it.
Well, that's what the media projection is. It's a fraud. It's a illusion that everybody's doing it. You know, I walk with a T-shirt that is on healthyworldstore.com. You can look at the T-shirts, and it's basically, saying, F you, you want to vaccinate this, And I walk around the streets all the time, and I get so many people saying, oh, man, that is a cool T-shirt. Thank you so much. Yeah, that's great. Yes. So you see, it's... Mm-hmm. I think what we're getting is a misperception of reality and of social acceptance. I think as of probably 6-8 months ago, I realized...
Doctor, we are out of time.
Oh, gee, we're okay. We'll pick it up next show,
yeah,
John.
Glenn, thank you. Callers, thank you. We've got a break. Back.
Love Talk Radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.